The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
Welcome aboard, folks. This is Phil Turney here, along with my co-host, Dave Gaharry, partner in crime, and a sailor himself. He was aboard a submarine USS Skate, nuclear sub, electrician, and I'm very grateful to have him as a friend and a cohort and a man that wants to get the truth out. And I certainly want to thank John Scott Mellor for affording us the 2 hours we have here to get the real truth out about the USS Liberty, as well as Mike just did here just a little while ago. And it's a great honor to do John's show. I certainly appreciate it very, very much. And folks, I've been on RBN a lot. You know, I used to have my own show, Your Voice Counts, and then the Liberty Hour. But I had to give up my radio show because I had to devote all my time to the book and the movie. USSLibertyMovie.com, USSLibertyMovie.com. Go there and look at the trailer, and you'll learn all about it. You get the book and everything like that. But what I really wanted to do to start off the show was, we got a bunch of survivors here. They're all in the next room, and a lot of them want to talk. I'm going to go see if I can round a few up. And they participated in this book. Now, I want to tell you why Erasing the Liberty is so, so important. It's because when Dave and I decided to do this book, one of the things I wanted from my first book, what I saw that day, was to involve the survivors. And this story is just not my story. It's their story. It's America's story. Now, I want you to remember that this is your story, folks. It's just not mine. All we are is the truth tellers. We're the tellers of the truth. Now, we're not trying to bury anybody. We're not trying to embarrass them. We're not trying to hurt them. But the facts are what they are. You can't change the facts. And the facts are that Israel got by with war crimes on a flagged American ship in international waters. And I've been trying for the last 30 years, ever since I was able to come out of the closet, so to say, and so to speak. And I became very active in the USS Liberty Veterans Association. I'm a 3-time president of the Liberty Veterans Association. Very proud of that fact. And I was just elected to the board again, which I'm not going to take that position because I don't have the time to do anything else but the USS Liberty film and the book, Erasing the Liberty, where you can get, as I said, at USSLibertyMovie.com. Now, Dave, I'm going to go in the other room and see if I can find Mr. Pagler and a couple of other guys. They should be back by now. And see if we can get them on too. But if you want to take over for now, I'll be back in just a little bit and see if I can round up. If that's okay with you.
Hey, Phil, that would be great if you could get some more survivors. The last time this many survivors were in one place, I think, was probably a long time ago. So, folks, like Phil said, we're pretty much, we have a single-minded focus about this, and we know for sure that the way to get this story out, which a lot of you who are listening feel the same way. You've wanted to get this story out. That's why you're listening to this show, and that's why you've listened to Phil over all these years. And other people talking about the Liberty, you've probably read everything you can get your hands on about it. The fact of the matter is that there is no controversy over the attack on the USS Liberty. And I mentioned this on Mike Rivero's show just a minute ago, mentioned this in other shows. Israelis who were involved in the attack have already admitted that they knew it was a U.S. ship they were attacking. They admitted it. There's no controversy. The problem here remains, besides the fact that the U.S. government will do nothing to conduct an investigation, to tell the truth, the fact here remains that the main impediment to getting this story out to more people is the American Jewish community. And when you say that, all of a sudden, you get attacked. You're anti-Semitic, you're anti-Jewish, you're a racist, you're whatever it is that they want to say. But this is who's preventing this story from getting out. The reason is because, and not all American Jews, of course, to say all American Jews, that would be ridiculous. It's some American Jews. I don't know how many, but I can tell you that out of 100% of the people who oppose getting the story of the Liberty out, the vast majority of them are American Jews. We know it. We have the experience to say that with confidence. But as I said earlier, we have supporters who are American Jews. So this isn't a Jewish thing, but the people who don't want you to know about the Liberty, the people who say, like the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, they'll say, this is a conspiracy theory. And that pisses me off, because what they're saying is that the men who were boys 50 years ago today, the men who went through that attack, that vicious attack that put over 5,000 armor-piercing holes in the Liberty and over 850 cannon and rocket holes in the Liberty, and those things aren't small. You're talking almost a 12-inch diameter. The people who don't want anyone to know about the Liberty are American Jews and American Jewish organizations. And the reason is because, and they've even said this, and non-Jews have said this, is that they don't want to feel uncomfortable. It's controversial because they would feel uncomfortable. I'll tell you a quick story before Phil gets back on. We're going around the country talking about the book and movie project. And I had attempted to book us at the National Convention of the United States Submarine Veterans Organization. Yeah, there is one of those. And what happened was that I got in touch with the first fella, and then he said, okay, you have to talk to these two guys. And I sent an email and told him what we wanted to do. And they got back to me. And they said that, well, you know, we thank you for your email. We appreciate it. But, you know, we don't think that this would be a good match. Because let me actually read the email to you real quick. He said, good morning, Dave. Thank you for your interest in our United States Submarine Veterans Convention in Orlando. The chairman and I have visited the website concerning the USS Liberty and the June 1967 incident. We definitely sympathize with that situation. However, it has nothing to do with submarines. We therefore don't think this is a good fit for our convention. Another factor to consider is the hotel owner is Jewish. That could make this very controversial. Again, we thank you for for contacting us, but at this time, we are not interested. So I replied to the guy, I'm not going to read you what I said, but I'll just tell you that this is the problem. The problem is that American Jews are very influential and powerful in the United States. And it is that fact and the fact that non-Jews are afraid to offend the Jews by telling them the story of an historical event that actually happened. We're not even allowed to talk about it because they'll be offended. What kind of nonsense is that? And what makes it even worse, all the more worse, is that the Liberty is the most highly decorated ship in the history of the United States Navy for a single action. That's 242 years of history. But we're not allowed to talk about it because we're going to get some American Jews uncomfortable. Guess what? That's going to end, and that's going to end now. Phil, you back?
No, but this is Don. I'm here.
Don Pogler. Hey, Don, why don't you go ahead with what you want to talk about?
I don't know. What did you want me to talk about?
Well, why don't we start here? Why don't you tell the listeners about how old you were when you got aboard the Liberty and where you were when the attack happened, what you went through, because I know about it, Don, because I've talked to you several times, and what you have done to bring the story of the Liberty to the attention of the public. And then if you could tell the listeners about what happened today when you went up to Arlington National Cemetery.
Well, I didn't get to, since you guys didn't go, I didn't get to go. So I didn't go today. But I'll try and give you a short version of me. I got on board the Liberty late March. I was a crypto technician, and I got on board late March. We went to sea May the 2nd, and we were attacked June the 8th. So I was about as green as anybody on the ship. And my general quarter station was on the mess deck, and so I was just on my way down the ladder when the attack started at 2 o'clock. So I went through my compartment onto the mess decks where my GQ station was. I was supposed to be in charge of a submergible pump, and during the air attack, there was no need for submergible pumps, so somebody grabbed me and said, go to the bridge and bring down wounded. So I and another guy during the air attack brought people down from the bridge area. The next thing I remember was when Captain McGonagall came on and said, prepare for torpedo attack, somebody on the mess deck had enough experience to say, throw yourself across the wounded. So we did that, and it was a thing because when the torpedo hit, it was like a giant was on one side of the ship and lifted the ship up, and we just slowly sank back down in the water. And if we hadn't had done that, all the guys would have rolled off onto the deck. The only other thing I remember from around that time period was one of my shipmates was on his knees with his rosary beads thinking we were done for. Then when we took the torpedoes, they told me to take the submergible pump forward, and the torpedo hit where I worked in the intelligence spaces. And I went up there. I got up there just in time to see the officer in charge of the area order the hatch to be closed to make the ship watertight. All I remember is thinking, God, I'm glad I'm not him and have to wonder the rest of my life whether there was anybody left alive or not. So then I returned to the mess deck, and then only other thing I remember that night was Doc Kiefer grabbed me, and he was going to operate on the guy, and they told me to lay down. They stuck a tube in me and ran a tube across the stanchion to the guy he was going to operate on, did sort of a live blood transfusion. Unfortunately, the guy didn't survive. He opened him up and said both his kidneys are gone, and went on to the next. Then later that night, when we finally got underway towards Malta, they took me up to where we had braced up the bulkheads, next to where the torpedo had come in, and we had braced it up with what was called K-shoring timbers. And they took me up there and said, he gave me a flashlight and said, watch this K-shoring, make sure it doesn't give way. And for the 6 days to Malta, the only other thing that I really remember is one night they took me down in the bottom of the ship where the drive shaft ran from the engine room back to the screw, and they said, here, we can only do 5 knots. If we go any faster than that, the ship starts to vibrate. And if it starts to leak water, you call the bridge on his headset and tell him that we need to abandon ship. And all I remember is thinking, well, that's great. You guys might get off here, but I'm going to be stuck in the bottom of this thing. And so then we got to Malta, and probably the worst thing for me was I spent 2 days bagging up the 25 guys that were blown apart by the torpedo. And in the first 15 minutes of those 2 days, I found an arm and knew who it was. And after that, I just wiped out the rest of those 2 days. After cleaning up, I was one of the guys they flew back to Norfolk, and I got back to Norfolk. I was debriefed. They said, told me, you've got the highest security clearance anybody can get in this country. Go away. Never talk about this to anybody, including your family. So for 20 years, I kept it all bottled up inside and had a difficult time with survivor's guilt and thinking, walking around cleaning up the 25 guys. I thought, why am I still walking around? These guys are body parts. And so then in 85, I started losing my vision. I couldn't see the center stripe in the road anymore. Ended up in a doctor's office, and he came back in white as a sheet, and he said, you should have died a long time ago. I don't know why you're still alive. He said, one of your major organs should have popped. He said, your blood pressure is 240 over 145. And he said, it's been that way for a long time to do the damage to the eyes. And fortunately, what was happening is I was having strokes in the retina of my eyes instead of my heart or my brain, where it would have killed me, which is why the doctor thought I should have died. So after that, I was in deep depression for 2.5 years, and then I got involved in PTSD for 3 years and finally came out of my shell, and then started talking about it. And then eventually Phil and I were on the LVA board for 9 years, and I ended up putting together a PowerPoint slideshow. And so I give presentations about the Liberty to using my slideshow. And so then does that mean we're going to a commercial or something?
Yeah, when we come back, we got a caller, Don.
Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Thank you for continuing to listen to the show. And Don, we have at least one caller on the line, Fred. Can we have Fred, please? Okay, let's do Mike first. Thanks. Sorry.
Hey,
about
Dave,
that.
How you doing? This is Michael Herzog of the American Awakening. And to the gentleman, I didn't catch his name, the fellow that's there telling the story. Thank you so much for your service.
Don Pogler.
Don Pogler. Well, it was nice to meet you, Don, and thank you so much for your service. But to Phil, to Dave, to Don, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for choosing to commemorate the 50-year anniversary of this tragic event and use the National Intel Report on RBN to keep it fresh in the minds of our listeners and honoring your fellow shipmates. Those of you like Phil and others, Don, who survived to help us shine the light on the event and honor those that perished that fateful day. And to you, the audience here at RBN, listening to this, from a brave Navy veteran, a number of Navy veterans who were there and witnessed it. And folks, I want you to again consider the value of RBN and what this network brings to your daily life. Then I want you to consider the loss in your life if you no longer have it. Assess both. Thankfully, the USS Liberty stayed afloat. Help RBN stay afloat. Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, and make a donation, 20, 50, 100, or whatever you can afford to send, cash, check, or money order. Send it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, extension 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or go to the website, hit the PayPal button, and make a donation. Become a monthly donor and assure RBN and yourself that real news continues to sail. And I thank you and your shipmates, Phil, Dave, Don. I thank all of you, okay? I thank the living, and I thank the deceased for all of your service. And by the way, Phil, Dave, Don, as soon as I hang up, I'm personally going to the USS Liberty site, making a donation and buying the book. And folks, I encourage this audience to do the same. Thank you guys so much for allowing me to come on.
Mike, that was very nice of you. And I just want to say something, that this movie will be made. There's some folks who Wow, how are you going to do this? I mean, you never made a movie before. You don't know how to do it. We will make the movie. One thing about America is that you want to do something, you can do it. Except when you get up to the highest levels. But when this movie is done, when this movie is made, when this movie is out, there's still going to be a need for networks like Republic Broadcasting Network. So it is so important. We know because we see the garbage that they try to push down our throats, that mainstream media. That's why the survival of RBN is so important. So, yes, make room in your hearts, not just for supporting the movie project, which will happen and it will be done, but make room in your hearts and your wallets for supporting RBN, because we need RBN. Imagine if we just had the junk that's out there. We didn't have RBN. I think a lot of people take it for granted. A lot of people take RBN and other alternative media for granted because it's there. They need your help. So see if you can help them out. Great. Don, why don't we go back to what you were saying about how you were coping with your survivor's guilt
One of the things of the cover up that I think relates to what you guys were just talking about is that, as I said about picking up the body parts, of the 25 guys that I bagged up, six are buried in what we call our mass grave in Arlington. And when they put up the headstone originally, they wouldn't even put the name of our ship on it. It said, died in the Eastern Mediterranean, like they died in some taxicab accident in Beirut.
You out there? I think we did. Why don't we, I know we have a break in two. Why don't we bring Fred on, or Steve, and let's see what question they have before the break.
You're talking to Fred now. This is Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah. Okay, I've got some statements to make, and it's probably going to take me over 2 minutes. But I want to improve and safeguard the credibility of RBN. Now, the previous caller, Mike, which has his own show, I personally hold him in high regard. Now, here's my statement. Practically all governments are treasonous to their people. And I'll give you an example of how and what we're done by our government in the United States that we're brainwashed and lied to. And I know, Dave, you understand this. When during the Oh, Germans were bad. That's all you heard. Break.
After the break, Fred, hang out. We'll do the break, and then we'll have you back on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Well, the magic's from
I guess I can come in. I hope I could come in. I'm coming in anyway. That was Simple Minds. I actually saw them in concert, a while ago with the Pretenders. I think those two were married, Chrissy Hynde and that fellow from Simple Minds. Great song. I think we're getting Phil back, but let's finish up with Fred. Fred, go ahead if you're hooked up.
Yeah, Dave, can you hear me? I'm going to use
loud and clear
the word hate. And then I'm going to give a definition as how I'm using the word hate. We are not to hate individuals, but to hate evil and powers of darkness in high places. This is how I mean it. Political Israel, I hate. Biblical Israel, I love. The United States politically, government, I hate. Our country as it was founded and the Constitution, I love. I love my country. Germany, what happened during the Second World War and even now under Merkel. I hate the evil being done by the government. I do not hate Germans. Okay, I'm around a lot of Russians here where I live, quite a few, and I talk to them all the time. I love Russia. I hate what the Russian government is doing. Now, to sum up what I'm saying, and I believe you fully understand, RBN has got to stop this crap because they're falling right into the trap, mostly through ignorance, but not all ignorance. All you hear is Jew, 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 black, 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 white, white, white. That is to divide us. Now, as you said, some of your biggest supporters, and I think in the future there will be tremendous Jewish helpers to your book and your cause of the liberty. And we have got to get off this crap that happens actually right on RBN, among others. Jew, 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 black, 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 white, white, white. That only divides it. People basically are the same all over. Ignorant and dumb about a lot of things, but they don't especially want to kill other people. It's how they're propagandized, and we have to be guard against that. So without taking any more time, I admire the courage of you and of Phil and the survivors of the Liberty and in others in the endeavors they're trying to get the truth out to the people. We have to strive for truth, love truth, and even if it means that we give up our lives for truth. I thank you very much. I wish you the best, and God bless you all. Bye, and thank you.
Thanks, Fred. Appreciate that. I guess we take the next caller while we're waiting for Phil and Don to get back. Would that be okay, Mike?
Yeah, I've got a question for you. Who in our Congress has supported the truth on this horrific event? Somebody who's not afraid of Israel, the Israel-controlled Congress. Who's come forward in Congress and helped you guys or support you?
No one, and I'll tell you why that is. Well, besides the fact that neither of us have asked anyone in Congress for help. We have not asked, and we wouldn't ask. Phil personally has written thousands of letters to Congress, and there were a few back decades ago, and more recently, who were taken out by the Israel lobby, because it's a well documented fact that if someone wants to run for Congress or the Senate, they have to obviously pledge their fealty to Israel first. This is not a conspiracy theory, as I'm sure you know. This is a fact. I remember when we were putting the book together, and Phil wrote in the dedication that he dedicated it to his fallen shipmates and to all patriotic Americans who, when they read this book, come away shocked and dismayed as to how the U.S. government lied to the American people about the cold-blooded murder of Americans on the high seas, a cover-up perpetuated perpetrated not just by them, but by the government of Israel as well. And he says, 50 years is far too long, from LBJ to Barack Obama to all the congressmen and women who bow down to Israel first and could care less about taking care of America, which they took an oath to do, all have become bootlickers to the Zionist state of Israel. Now, what happened was that there was one of these supporters who read the book, and he mentioned this. He said, geez, isn't that a bit too harsh that you say all have become bootlickers to the Zionist state of Israel? So I said to this survivor, I won't say who he was, but he's a great guy. And I said, sure. Listen, can you do me a favor? You know, we might have screwed up here. Can you let me know which person in the U.S. Congress, in the Senate or the House, are not bootlickers to the Zionist state of Israel? And we'll change that. And he did a little research, and he came back and said, you're right. There is no one. And there isn't anyone. And that's why what Mike Rivera was saying in the previous show is true. It's a waste of time to go to these people, because if they do do something, then Israel is going to smack them down, and they're going to withhold the money from them. And it's not just the Israel lobby that's withholding the money. It's the actual slush funds within the RNC and the DNC which keep these congressmen, congresswomen, and senators in line. So it's a big, ugly machine. I think it's beyond repair, and we wouldn't waste a second going to these treasonous traitors. I hope that answers your question.
It does. It does. It's very discerning, though, and very disappointing that, it's kind of expected. I mean, what is Congress's approval rating now? What, 11, 12%? That's about right. I was hoping to hear that somebody had the guts to step forward and say, this is the right thing to do, and I'm going to acknowledge this and, you know, clear the air and speak the truth on this horrific event. I'm glad you guys have come forward, and I support you wholeheartedly to get that message out, and I educate people all the time on this horrific event. A lot of people don't know this, and I'm glad you guys are on the network today talking about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate your kind words. Do we have another caller, Mark in Georgia? Is that right?
Yeah, Phil is
here. Okay, great.
There we go. Can you hear me okay? Hello? Can you hear me okay?
Go ahead. We can hear you fine. You're coming in loud and clear.
I was on speaker or something. Now I hear you. Okay. My name is Mark. MarkAnabaptist@gmail.com if you want to shoot an email to me. And I sent a rebuttal. News with Views had this. They had Chuck Baldwin on for years. And when he started telling the truth about what Christ himself in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 is in red ink, it's spoken by, meaning in such versions of the Bible, it's spoken by Christ himself. Christ himself calls him the synagogue of Satan. And to indict the counterfeit is to exonerate the legitimate. So we're not, our quarrel is not with Judaism. Our quarrel is with those that God knows are lying. And I think you would agree that there's essentially two kinds of Zionists in the body politic. There are the Machiavellian Zionists who do what they're told because it furthers their career. And then there's Dr. Ron Paul, who is what I call a hostage Zionist. And there's a reason why only when he was leaving Congress did he say, raise the question, why is it political suicide to challenge
David
the political power of the IPAC, right?
David Riccometti is here also, and I'm going to pass this over to Don again, okay? We're back online again.
Yes.
Sorry. So continue with your comment and question.
David, can you hear me?
So there's hostage Zionists as well as and there's Machiavellian Zionists who all the only thing they know or care about is that furthering the agenda of what Christ called the synagogue of Satan furthers their career, and they masquerade their treason as patriotism. And I think that we're on the same page that there are traitors who call their treason patriotism by telling us that, well, there's the official narrative of what they intend us to believe, like saying that ISIS is Islamic when they're really just a bunch of Rothschild mercenaries. Would you concur with that assessment that ISIS is Rothschild mercenaries?
Absolutely, and I think it's not just them, but it's pretty much anybody that gets into those higher echelons of power that become evil. I don't think there's any other way to put it. I hope I helped answer your question. We're going to get some of the survivors back on if that's all you want to say.
Well, I want to get you a copy of this letter, and I'd like to know what you think of it, because there are a couple of writers, contributors to News with Views that have written back to me. I think they pretty much want to remain anonymous because they don't want it to come back on them in terms of, I agree with you that there's a problem here, that all this media cartel is misrepresenting the issue, that they're divorcing the consequence from the cause. And the cause is that there are criminal elements that believe they're above the law when they do reckless evil with impunity. And that's what our quarrel is with, is these people that are doing evil, and they say, oh, look, the evil of the terrorist who have this radical militant idea that they have a right to shoot back when we invade their country based on lies. And, you know, it's like, before we go bombing or attacking any other countries, let's deal with the traitors among us, right?
Absolutely. And you could email that, please. Go to usslibertymovie.com and then just go to the contact tab and please send us an email through there. And
I will be glad to do that.
I appreciate that. And thanks so much for
preparing a. I'm also preparing a spiritual declaration of war, meaning that I'm not talking about a carnal declaration, but I want to be clear that our quarrel is not with Judaism. Our quarrel is with the satanic counterfeit that Christ himself said these are phonies, they're not Jews, and they're claiming to be Jews, or is what embarrasses real Jews.
David,
yes.
David,
hold on a second. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you, and have a great weekend coming up. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, David. This is Rick Ametti. We're back on.
Rick, how are you, my friend?
Good. I'm going to pass this over to Don again so we can finish what he was saying.
And then you're going to get on?
Then I'll get on, yes.
Okay, great.
Hang on a second.
Hello, this is Don. I'm back. Phil said to say that he's going to get Bill LeMay on later.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Don. Continue with what you were saying.
I'm trying to remember how much you guys heard.
Well, what we were
did you hear about how
you deal with what you went through?
Yeah. Okay. Well, did I get to the LA Times? Did you guys hear that part?
If you didn't, you might as well say it again because we had a couple interruptions there.
Okay. Did I tell the story about the mass grave?
Why don't you do that?
Okay, so of the 25 guys that I bagged up where the torpedo hit, 6 are buried in our mass grave in Arlington, which we just had a ceremony today. And when they put up the headstone for those 6 guys, they wouldn't even put the name of our ship on it. It said died in the Eastern Mediterranean, like they died in some taxicab accident in Beirut.
Right. That's where you left off, so that's a good place to pick it up.
Okay, and it... Right, and it took us almost 15 years to get it changed to killed USS Liberty. So then I went to, you guys had been talking about the media, mainstream media, and about 2 weeks ago I did a thing at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Orange County, California, called at Heroes Hall. It was 7 of us veterans telling our stories. And the Orange County Register and the L.A. Times wrote it up, and the writer in the L.A. Times made the statement that Don Pogler off the USS Liberty spy ship, which was mistakenly attacked by the Israelis. And had he said that the Israelis claim it was a mistaken attack, that would have been right because they do. But he didn't. He just made it a statement of fact like, it was a mistake. So I wrote both the letters to the editor and to the author of the article saying that that was not correct and that, you know, that basically what you're doing is yellow journalism. And so that's kind of how the media continues to perpetuate what's told to the American public.
Exactly right, Don. You're 100% right, and that's how they do it, and they do it in a subtle fashion. Don, we have a couple more callers here. We have Renee in North Carolina. Can we bring Renee on? Mike, can we bring Renee on? Let me see if Mike's out there.
Hello.
Yes, hi, Renee. Can you hear us?
Yes, and you know, I'm so glad the callers are making such excellent points. I agree with Fred and the other caller who said we have to worry about the traitors amongst us first. They take advantage of our tribalistic tendencies to shift us to an enemy outside to take the attention off of us. You know, Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex. JFK warned us in that fabulous speech about secret societies. They did not warn us about Muslims, Jews, blacks, and feminists, okay? So many people get sidetracked with these issues that it keeps us from solving our problems. And so, we're heading toward more war, because even in the alternative media, the people who used to talk about the police state, now it's Muslims. Well, you know, they sound like a bunch of Masons, because, you know, Albert Pike said that they were going to use Islam to bring in World War III. And I even hear people in alternative media whipping up this whole Muslim thing, that they're actually, to me, working for the system and are going to bring us into World War III if they don't stop it. And so, you know, now John Stadtmiller is one that is not doing this, but there are many who are. And, you know, I'm with Fred. Fred and I are on the same page on a lot of things. We're sick of all this damn war. We don't want to have to pay to put y'all back together. We don't want y'all busted up in the first place.
That sounds great. We'll see you on the other side here.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back. We are back. Don, I know you got, I don't know, how many people you got there in the room, Don?
Well, Rick's here right now, and then Phil's going to go get Bill LeMay when you get Rick on.
Okay, well, whenever you want to, if you want to hand it over to Rick, go ahead. If you want to say something more, please go ahead, whatever you'd like to do.
You know, I think I hit a lot of the point. I mean, we could go into things that could keep us here for hours. I'm continuing to give my presentations. I was actually interviewed on KPFK radio, which aired on the May 28th, by a gal who was one of the organizers of Jewish Voice for Peace in LA. And so, you know, like I said, we could go into 100 stories that you know of, and we'd be here for hours. So I can't think of, unless you have some place you want me to go, why, I'll just.
Well, I really wanted people to hear your voice, and you know, just to hear what you went through and how you're dealing with it, and you know, words really can't explain what it was that you saw 50 years ago today. But I appreciate you coming on, Don, and looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Okay. Here's Rick.
How you doing, David? Good evening.
Rick, how are you, my friend?
Good. I'm doing very well. I can't wait to talk to you later on.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to tell the listeners that this is another survivor, Rick Ametti. And Rick, one of the distinctions he has is he was the sailor on board the Liberty who actually, after the Israelis completed their vicious and inhumane massacre on mostly boys on the USS Liberty, teenagers, young men. After they did that, the Israeli and U.S. government had the nerve to send a helicopter over the ship, the stricken ship, with the U.S. naval attaché on board the helicopter to communicate with the Liberty. Rick, why don't you tell the listeners how that was done and what exactly happened?
Well, after the commandos left for some reason, I guess they were going to board us and probably massacre the rest of us that were left. But for some reason, I guess they took off. I guess because they knew the ambassador was probably coming out. It's the only thing I can figure. But when they did come back and they were hovering over the deck, and I was on the bow of the ship, what they call the forecastle, which is the upper part of the main deck at the bow of the ship. They were hovering there, and you know, I don't know what we didn't know what they were up to, basically. And this guy leans out, and he tosses his bag out of the helicopter, and I didn't know what the heck it was, so I grabbed it, I caught it, and looked inside, and it was weighted down by oranges, and there was this card from the U.S. ambassador in there, and on the back of the card it says, "Have you any casualties?" And I kind of just looked up at the guy and said, "Are you kidding me?" I kind of didn't use those words, but are you kidding me? There are guys dead all over the deck, pieces of body all over the place, and you ask, we have casualties? How could you even ask a question like that? So I just looked up at him and kind of gestured, and I took the message up to the bridge to the captain where he looked at it, and then he gave them a few choice words because the chopper had moved back now alongside the bridge. And you know, that's the story of the message and how we got that message from the ambassador that day. And in fact, if you look, there's pictures of that. Are you there?
Rick, looks like we got some music coming in. We'll get back to you saying about the pictures after this break. If there is a break. Yep.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.